It has been accomplished yet, you might say, did you do that? And he might say, yes, I
did.
Or, if he means, I have, many times, I have.
Did that many times.
Right. And back to that, the man that worked for you that you had to tell to get to work. You might be talking about him. You say, well, I'd go in there, and every time I went in there, he was just sitting there doing
nothing.
And two people are sitting together, and you're just being quiet, and you may be daydreaming, and all of a sudden you think, oh, did you say something to me? You might turn around and say, oh, did you say
something to me?
And if you want to say,
are you talking to me?
If you're sitting around and you think, well, make a little conversation here, talk about the weather. It's a nice day. How do you say that?
Well, it's a beautiful day. Nice day.
Would you ever say such? Such a nice day.
Yeah, somebody would be, you could, that would have to be then, if after you walk out, you'd say, oh, it's such a nice day right now.
And if somebody says to you, have you lived here long? And you say, well, I've
been here so many years.
All right, and you mean all your life, one word. You'd say, well, certainly
I've been here, born here, and been here all my life.
And if you want to say, talking about somebody else, or a landmark here. Yes. As far as I know, that has
been a landmark for hundreds of years. From
all right. Since the beginning of time, then,
yeah.
That's
when the land was laid out, it deeded off, and it could stay in one family for several hundred years, don't you see? You could say that's been a landmark for several hundred years, of course. We've had trouble in this county one time. That's land being handed down from generation to generation, and now it still ain't done away with it, and it's all messed up, and had to go through a process of court, and them landmarks is still down there because some of it joined our property.
All right. And what about if you're talking about a custom, and someone says, why, I never do that, and you want to say just the opposite of it, you say, well, I...
It's always been a custom to me to do this way.
All right. What about if you're saying, I saw John last Monday, but I haven't seen him
since.
And if someone does something you don't like, then he might say, oh, well, I'm sorry, I just did that by accident, but you don't believe it. You might say, no, you didn't do that by accident. You did it.
By the slip of your tongue.
All right. Would you ever say, talking about someone, that he did it intentionally? He did it on purpose, or a purpose, or for a purpose? Any of those?
Well, that would be the same thing. In one term, you could say he did that for a purpose. In another way, you could be speaking of a little something different. He done that on purpose. Intended to do it to make you do something else.
Right.
It'd be two definitions in a way to bring that out.
All right. And do you ever, instead of saying yes, just make a kind of a little grunting noise? Somebody asks you a question, maybe you're reading, and you want to answer them affirmative. You say yes, but you don't want to bother to say yes. You just make a little noise in your mouth.
Yeah, I say, mm.
Mm-hmm. All right. And no, you would say...
No.
But if you don't say, don't go to the trouble to say no, just make a little grunting noise, you'd say.
No. That way I'd say it. No.
All right, you say, mm-hmm, to me, yes. Have you got a noise like that for no? Mm-hmm, and...
And so she could hear, that's about the only question I know.
All right. What about, mm-mm?
Well,
and if someone asks you a question, and you're not really sure, but you believe that